Peaceful People Corporation. Donate online at p4ppc.org.
Welcome back to Matt and Brett. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go to the lines, but we're going to talk about one thing first. Do not hang up. Well, the other day, Tucker Carlson, Rusky Carlson, Axis Sally, Tokyo Rose, Rusky Carlson, the Rusky, he called Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas, quote, eyepatch McCain, end quote, because Dan Crenshaw, even though he's a Republican, voted for Ukraine aid to stop the genocide and stand up to the Ruskies. They used to be the commie Ruskies. Now they're the Russian mafia. Here's the background. Crenshaw is a Republican, but I admire him in this respect, from Texas, was a Navy SEAL, and he lost his eye in combat. Dan Crenshaw of Texas is a Navy SEAL, wears a patch because he lost his eye in combat. And Tucker Carlson is a chicken hawk who never served in the military. He wouldn't have survived 2 days in boot camp. He would have been the regiment chicken hawk. The guy sits there and calls wounded veterans names, makes fun of his eye patch. And you know, when he says eye patch McCain, John McCain was a hero, Navy pilot, shot down over North Vietnam, spent 5 years in a Vietnamese prison camp, in the Hanoi Hilton, they called it, tortured for part of it. And finally, when the Vietnamese found out who his father was an admiral who was in command of all the Navy in Vietnam, they decided that this was an opportunity, and they said they'd release him. And you know what McCain said? He said, I will leave last after all the other Navy guys and Army and Marine Corps guys in the Hanoi Hilton are released. And he stayed there another couple of years, and he had a wife and a few kids at home. That is a hero. That is a man. Dan Crenshaw is a man. Tucker Carlson is not a man. Tucker Carlson is a chicken hawk. And during the Second World War, we had a woman named Axis Sally and a woman named Tokyo Rose. Both of them spoke perfect English, and they would get on the radio to demoralize our troops and stand up for the Nazis in one case and the sadistic Japanese on the other case. Now, what is going to be done to Tucker Carlson about this? The chicken hawk, nothing. Trump, the draft dodger, who said he had bone spurs. Remember, he paid a doctor to say it. Apparently, everybody has bone spurs. They're not debilitating at all. He couldn't remember what leg they were in. The doctor said he was 4F. Did as a favor to his father. And he hung around the nightclubs in New York while guys in Vietnam were getting killed. But he called McCain names, said that he didn't like guys who were captured. McCain was shot out of the sky and was unconscious, lying on a jungle path. He could have been killed, should have been killed. What do you think the odds are of you being shot out of a plane and landing up on your back on a jungle path unconscious? The Viet Cong grabbed him, tortured him. And then the other chicken hawk, Donald Trump, called them names. Now Tucker Carlson is calling Dan Crenshaw names. I stand with Dan Crenshaw and John McCain, two patriots, two excellent men. Not with a pair of chicken hawks, Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump. All right, we're going to the line. CJ of Stoughton, what's on your mind today, CJ of Stoughton?
Morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. And your producer, Sam, is the sweetest thing. You know, I don't know about that. I know there was a lot of personal animosity in votings, and McCain retaliated on some votes against Trump. But be that as it may, Trump didn't cost 13 lives in Afghanistan, and he didn't cost 4 lives like Hillary Clinton in Benghazi, and didn't destroy her devices and eliminate emails. Well, the truth will eventually come out of Benghazi and Afghanistan. You mentioned something earlier, Matt, that, you know, people aren't afraid of Republicans, but they're not afraid of Democrats. You know, I think that's proven right in Ukraine. Putin's not afraid of the Hunter Biden administration. And, you know, no candidates ask for President Biden's endorsement or to come campaign for him. Why do you think that is? But Trump's candidates are winning all over the country because people feel the pain at the pump, in the grocery store, and we watch the disarray of this administration at the border. Help is on the way in November. The red wave is coming, and thank God for Joe Manchin. Because I
all right, CJ, I got to jump in. I got to jump in and comment on a couple of things. You raised a number of things. First of all, when you say that Putin was not afraid of Biden, I got news for you. Putin got beaten in Ukraine right now because Joe Biden took the lead in organizing the boycott and in getting weapons to Ukraine, to the point where the Ruskies are now no longer even opposing Finland and Sweden coming into NATO. They both said, well, we were never worried about that. They're afraid of the West. They are afraid of Joe Biden. The reason they were not afraid of Trump was because they owned Trump, because Trump is a chicken hawk, and because Trump got financing from them, and he followed their orders like a servant. He said that he would take us out of NATO, and he kept attacking the EU. So you have it exactly backwards. Secondly, when it comes to withdrawal from Afghanistan, it was Trump that said we got to be out by May 1, which would have resulted in mass slaughter. It was Biden who said, no, we'll put it off till August or September. It was Trump who told the Afghan government to release 5,000 terrorists who went out and killed people. It was Trump who told the Afghan government to recognize the Taliban. In fact, he recognized them, was going to bring them to Camp David, and met with them in Vienna and cut out the Afghan government, just demoralizing them. That was Trump. Trump should be prosecuted. Trump is a criminal. I didn't hear you defend Tucker Carlson, the chicken hawk, calling Dan Crenshaw, the Navy SEAL who lost his eye in combat, eye patch McCain. When you say that somehow McCain is at fault for something, I don't hear you acknowledging his service and his bravery. And nowadays, a lot of people who never served in the military take a lot for granted. Let me tell you something. These guys like him that went over to Vietnam, young guys just like we all were at one point, they had no idea what was in store for them, but they reacted bravely. Dan Crenshaw is the same. Tucker Carlson is a chicken hawk. You did not stick up for him for very, very understandable reasons. Going back to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Corny, Matt. Today I just had a belly full of CJ there. I mean, it's a bridge too far today. I'm, you know, if you're in a mega crowd, you're for January 6th. You're right. Tucker Carlson is a coward that sits behind a microphone, and someday he's going down. I mean, his ratings. People just can't keep doing what he's doing. Second of all, you're correct. John McCain is a war hero. These guys just spew Trump's lies all the time, and you just get sick of listening to it. You know, the bottom line here is the Republican Party has never done anything for the working class, ever. And CJ, come on and talk tomorrow and tell me what they've ever done for the working party guys like you. You're following, I can't stress this enough, you're following someone that tried to overthrow the government and almost succeeded. I'm not going to say much more than that today because for the first time, CJ have wound me up. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. Very eloquent as always. Yeah. The core issue right now in this discussion is who tried to overthrow the government and overturn the election. There was a fair, free election in all 50 states. Biden won. He won by 7 million popular votes and 306 to 432 in the Electoral College. And it takes 270 electoral votes to win. And Trump only got 232. It wasn't even close. I mean, it wasn't even close. He lost by 38 electoral votes. People didn't want him. They didn't trust him. They knew he was being used by the Russians. They knew he had betrayed the United States, that he had gotten money from Russia. He was on the take. They knew he had said very, very terrible things that had racially divided the country and directly resulted to the mass killing in El Paso, Texas, when he was president. It continues to contribute to mass killings like in Buffalo, New York. You need a president who is a strong domestic leader, too, who's a peacemaker, who says he likes everybody, even people who don't agree with him, and will represent everybody. Trump says he doesn't like certain people, and he doesn't represent them. When Trump attacked McCain, McCain was a war hero, and Trump was a draft dodger. He should not be permitted to do that. Obviously, he can, has a First Amendment right to do it. But people in good faith, especially veterans, should say, no way, no way, Jose. We're not putting up with that. No, sir. We're not putting up with that. Now you have Tucker Carlson ridiculing a guy who lost an eye in combat with the Navy SEALs. Tucker Carlson's a chicken hawk. You can't have that. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.